Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Destiny Monet. Welcome to Grace the Podcast, episode one. This is the very first filming, and I'm so excited that you guys are here. It's been a long time coming, honestly. This video is way past due. My time here joining YouTube is way past due. I've definitely been disobedient and, you know, not walking into the things God has called me to do. But I am putting fear behind. I'm putting all type of, you know, things and hindrances that try to keep me from really pushing forth and, you know, just opening my mouth and proclaiming the gospel. And so I'm excited to be here. I'm a little nervous. I don't know what this will hold, but the Lord is just really calling me to trust him. And, you know, the outcome is up to him. All I have to do is take a step and trust that as I take those steps that he will continue to lead and direct my paths. And so I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome to the community. I want you guys to take a second, pause. You know, you got to like, you got to comment, you got to subscribe. Please turn on your post notification bell so that way when videos come out, you will be informed of what is going on in Grace the Podcast. And so how do we get here? Honestly, this has been something, social media has been something the Lord has been calling me to do for quite a while, y'all. It's been, I've had a TikTok since COVID. And I started out doing like faith-based content and I would do like pray with me videos. I am a intercessor. Okay. I love the Lord and I am a true intercessor. I love prayer, all things prayer. I'm an intercessor. I'm on the front line. We ready to go to war every time. And so I would do like pray with me videos and, you know, like praying with the people, pray for this month. And I would do things like that on TikTok, but not consistently because honestly, social media is something I'm trying to get into. My husband tells me not to say I'm introverted, y'all, but I am a little introverted. I just, you know, whatever. So I find it difficult to be social on social media. It brings me outside of my comfort zone. And that's what the Lord is calling me to do. Jump outside of my comfort zone and stop being so comfortable because that's where change is. And that's where growth is. And I want to grow. Okay. I'm not getting left behind. You know, the song to say, whatever you're doing, don't do it without me. That's how I'm feeling this season. I am focused. I don't want to be left behind with what the Lord is doing. And in this hour, the Lord is really pushing forth believers to step into who they are, because there is literally an outpour and abundance of rain that is coming to us, but we have to put ourselves in position to be able to receive those things and to be able to align. So when the rain comes, we'll be able to, you know, have our buckets out. But if you ain't been preparing nothing, if you haven't been sowing, if you haven't been building anything for him to bless, then it's going to be, you know, and I'm not trying to be left behind. So we're here, we're building, and I'm very excited. So on this episode of Grace the Podcast, I'll be talking about surrender and what that looks like. In the past couple of months, I've really been learning just different ways to pray and commune with the Lord. I'm really used to talking like we all are. I talk a lot in prayer. And, you know, I be ready to war because I be ready to go to bat and I really don't play about God. And I be really ready to defend him like he needs my defending. Right. But so now he's kind of shifted me to always warring in prayer, to really stepping into a place of learning what it means to be still in his presence and learning what it means to let my guard down by being silent. And so I've entered into a season, more than a season, honestly, for the rest of my life where I'm learning to listen more to God than I speak, right? And so I've been going into prayer with the intentionality of closing my mouth, opening my ears, and really being in tune to what the Lord wants to say. And even this morning, as I just begin to, I opened up in prayer, just loving on him, crying out to the Lord, just in Thanksgiving. And when after I, you know, after Thanksgiving, I just spent some time quiet, right? I shut my mouth and I just begin to meditate on the Lord and meditate on his goodness and begin to really think about like, just think about the Lord, right? And just allow him to speak to me. And so in that stillness, I just felt so much comfort. In that stillness, I felt so much peace, right? And he led me to Psalm 46, and that's where it says to be still and know that I am God. And so as I went to Psalm 46, I began to like look up like, what does it mean to be still? And so in the Hebrew, being still means to be weak, right? It means to let go and to release. And so it derives from the Hebrew word meaning rapha, which means surrender. And so when I read that, y'all, I was like, wait. Because I feel like this is something the Lord has been speaking to me about personally, like surrender. And I feel like there is so much power I have found out in silence, because we oftentimes think that sitting in silence with the Lord feels like passive, like I'm not doing nothing. Like I've had those thoughts too, like, okay, I can't be possibly winning any battles just sitting quietly and listening. Like, Lord, how am I gonna? And then I'll feel the need to, all right, once I sit in silence, I'm about to go up in tongues for the 30 minutes. Or I'll feel like when I go into the presence of the Lord, I'll be like, okay, let me go into tongues for 30 minutes first, and then I'm gonna sit quietly. And he'd be like, Destiny, I don't want that. Like, and I was having a conversation with my husband a couple of months back, because it was like really a struggle for me to really get this, because I was like, I just want to offer up, like in prayer, I would find myself going into prayer like Robo Shite. And yeah, it was just very difficult for me. So I began to get really frustrated, y'all, with the fact that I felt like I wasn't really hearing God. And it was because I would go into my prayer time and be turned up. And he's like, girl, that's not the offering that I wanted. And so I like had a conversation with my husband. I was like, I'm kind of frustrated. Like, I'm praying. And I feel like God is not speaking to me. And I feel like I didn't hear God. And I was like, I just wanted to offer up an offering that he wanted. I wanted to give him an offering that he wanted. Like, taking time out to pray, sacrificing, but it seems like I'm not hearing God. And so he began to kind of bring clarity with the Lord to the season currently, and still what the Lord was kind of speaking for me to do. And that was to be still and to really listen to God, right? The only way to really get to know who God is to listen to him. And so even during my devotion this morning, I just sat in silence and I didn't say nothing. When you're sitting in silence, it truly is a form of surrender, because your mind is tempted to think all type of things. Like, you in prayer and you think about what you got to cook later. You thinking about, oh shoot, I got to do this. But being silent is truly a form of surrender. That's what it means to lose control, which the Lord, y'all, he be on my head top about control and just surrendering control and the need to know, the need to say, because we have to understand that the Lord doesn't need our words. I think in our human pride and our human understanding, we like, okay, I just have to speak to the Lord. The Bible says that he knows our thoughts before we're even going to think them. He knows the words that are going to leave our mouth before we even say them. And so to go into the presence of God and feel like you always have to say something is truly, I feel like, out of works, right? And the Lord doesn't call us to operate from a place where we feel like we always have to work. We always have to do something in order to earn something from him, even something as simple as him speaking to us. But we can just be. And so that stillness that comes from, like, I don't have to do anything in your presence is such a relief. Like, you ever been around a friend and it feels like you can just be there? Like, you don't have to say words and they get it, right? Like, their presence just is enough. I feel like that's how our relationship with God is designed to be. Like, you can just sit with him and say absolutely nothing, but yet that stillness feels so much. Like, he's able to understand just in the way that I breathe, in the rhythm that's in my breath, he's able to know like my deepest desires. He knows my fears. And so I've been learning recently what it's like to truly just surrender it all to him. Even surrender in war means to drop your means, to drop your shields and to drop your covering. So ultimately to expose yourself. And the thing about surrender is that you are exposing yourself. It's quite literally like you're allowing yourself to be naked before the Lord, who knows what you look like naked anyway, right? And surrender is like, okay, I'm dropping my shield. I don't want to build up the barriers that keeps me from truly intimacy with God, right? Because in Psalms 46, as it says to be still and know. And together, those words, the meaning of those words together is in order to know. So be still in order that you may know God. And so when we're still in the presence of God, he begins to, as we surrender in his presence and we're still enough, right? We begin to break down the barriers and surrender our will, surrender our thoughts, surrender our emotion. And through that, we're able to know what's on his heart. I feel like what has been burdening me in prayer, because the Lord is kind of, by his grace, allowed me to know his heart on these matters. But a lot of people talk to God, but a lot of people don't listen to him. And so there is a whole, there's a lot of us. I'm saying us because I'm included. Like, there is a whole dimension of God that you will never know if you don't sit in silence, if you don't sit in stillness and begin to allow him to download more of himself to you. Because when you're always speaking, right? It's always about you. It's always about your needs. It's always about what you got going on, when the next prayer request is going to be answered. How can you truly know the heart of the Father? And so in that scripture where it says that, you know, many will say they prophesied in my name. Many will say that they did these things in my name, but you didn't know me. And the Lord really gave me in prayer that many will say that because they didn't listen. They didn't take the opportunity to know what I had to say. Like, imagine being in a relationship with somebody and all they do is talk. And for somebody like me who don't talk as much, like, unless I'm really, really comfortable, I talk to my husband a lot. But I don't want to be, it's overwhelming to me to always be in the presence of somebody who always talks. Because it's like, even if I did have something to say, by the time I'm ready to open my mouth, you over here on the next sentence. First of all, let me get a word out. Because, see, and that's where I'm going to just clock out. And so similarly, in our relationship with God, like, he like, okay, you going to let me get a word, sis? Like, or you just going to keep talking? And he's like, and then what we do is we rush out of his presence, right? And so by the time we get through, you know, we pour out our feelings. We're like, Lord, this person did this and work is doing this. And then by the time he's like, you know, he get ready to open his mouth and we already out the door. We're like, all right, Lord, that's it for today. You know, I got to go to work. I got to go hit the gym. I got to go get on FaceTime with, you know, another conversation that I'm going to run my mouth on. And so we don't truly allow the Lord to speak to us. And I can only imagine how he feels. Like, I can only imagine how the Lord feels to want. He has so much to say. Like, the Lord has so much that he wants to download. He wants to share his heart. He wants to share more about who we are. I feel like we'll learn more about who we are when we truly allow the Lord to reveal himself to us. And so it's amazing just what you're able to discover when you allow the Lord, when you surrender, number one, and you allow the Lord to do what he wants to do in your heart. So stay tuned. Be right back, guys. We're going to stop for a quick break and I'll see you guys in a second. Welcome back, guys. So it begs the question, guys, like, how many times do we miss God? How many times have we missed God by rushing? How many times have we missed God by not sitting still? And we're so consumed with the worries of this world, with the pride of life, with our to-do list, with our goals and our dreams. All these things are beautiful. But how many times have we missed what God has been trying to communicate with us because we have failed to sit still, right? We have failed to surrender in his presence. We have failed to let our guard down. And it's a scary place. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's a scary place to let your guard down before men, right? Where you can't necessarily trust everybody, but before the Lord is truly beautiful. When we begin to surrender in that stillness, I would even challenge you, like, take a moment in your own prayer time when you're before the Lord to not speak and not always be feel like you have to go up in tongues for an hour. And yes, pray in the spirit. Okay. We believe in praying in the spirit over here. But also make room for him to speak back. Make room for you to be still, to literally calm your mind and begin to meditate on God, meditate on his goodness, and just sit there. I mean, if it's 20 minutes and it's 30 minutes and an hour has went by and he still hasn't spoken, you don't know how much is happening in the spirit realm. Even if the Lord doesn't audibly speak back to you, you closing your mouth is a sign of surrender. And in that alone, there's going to be so much deliverance in your mind that you're not aware of, that you may not physically feel or experience in that moment. But even today, like, as I sat still in the presence of God, he began to speak eventually, right? But I had to wait on him. And so we really, you know, we sing these songs like wait on the Lord, right? And he'll renew your strength. But there is beauty in truly knowing what it means to wait on the Lord, right? And waiting, it feels like passive. Like I said earlier, it feels passive to wait. But waiting is not a passive thing. When you wait on the Lord, you're waiting with intentionality. You're waiting with your ear tuned up. Like, Lord, what do you have to say? You're waiting in an active, in a almost, you have to wait with expectancy. And so you, when the Bible says to wait on the Lord and he shall renew your strength, you're not waiting with no hope, with no expectancy. You're waiting so that you can be revived by him, right? Because when you sit still in his presence, you're able to be revived by him. And so that's what it means to wait on the Lord, to be still, to surrender. And it's often uncomfortable because we don't like to sit still. In our culture that is always rushing and that is always ready to move on to the next thing, right? We have so much to do. To say wait on the Lord, and it's like in hopes that he'll show up, right? In hopes that he'll speak to us, it feels like counterproductive or counteractive. But it's really it's part of that having faith, right? And not in what we can't see, but believing that as I wait on the Lord and I engage with him by being still, that he's going to show up for me. And so that's something that I have been learning recently, y'all. And I'm still being challenged with it every day. I'm not going to lie. I'm not perfect with it. I be having my moments where I just like, Lord, I just want to talk. And he like, girl, I don't need you to talk. I don't need your words. And so, yeah, that's what I'm currently learning. And yeah, to not really, you know, protect yourself and feel like you need to do anything to be anything, because we are a child of God. We don't have to fight for it. We don't have to say all these super words to earn it. But it's just beautiful what happens when we truly surrender in our lives and surrender in the area of prayer. And so not praying how we think we should pray, not spending time with God how we think. And that's what we do. Like, we want to give God the offering that we think that he needs. Like, we want to give God the offering that we think we want to give him the offering that we want to give him instead of what he's asking for. And in this hour, in this season, the Lord is not asking for us to say a whole lot, because there's so much that he wants to download. He wants to download vision. He wants to give you clarity for your business. He wants to give you direction for your marriage. He wants to give you the blueprint that you need for the last quarter and even next year, right? But if you don't sit still in his presence and allow him to begin to speak to you will miss it. And then that's when confusion comes in. That's when double-mindedness, because you thinking you're hearing one thing, but that's not God. The reality is we're hearing a lot of voices. We're hearing a lot of teachings, right? But we're not truly taking heed to the voice of the Lord. It's one thing to get up and watch a podcast or a YouTube video, and all these things are great, right? There's a lot of amazing Christian content creators, a lot of amazing pastors and teachers, but there's nothing like hearing directly from the source. We don't have to ramp up a bunch of prophets for ourselves or always be ready to receive another prophetic word, when literally not only can you be the prophet of your own life, right? But the Lord is the biggest prophet. Okay. So he will begin to prophesy and download and give you revelation, and he will begin to clarify in your dreams. Like, this is not something man can give you. And a lot of times we want the easy way out because it seems more convenient to just jump on YouTube and get a word versus sitting still in the presence, right? And so that's a sacrifice, to sit still and wait on him to show up is a sacrifice versus like a microwave. Okay, I can just go get a word. What's the word for September? What's the word for October? Well, what's the word for today? The Bible says in Matthew, in the Lord's Prayer, give me this day my daily bread. So do you guys know that there is a daily provision? There is a daily bread that the Lord desires to download unto us. He desires to give us daily bread, daily nutrition, daily nourishment. And if we don't seek him daily, we won't have it, right? We will be insufficient. And so that's just something that I've been learning, and I'm very excited to continue to share. So we'll be right back. We're going to take a second break and we'll be right back. All right, y'all. And we are back. As I stated earlier, the definition that I found in Hebrew for be still also means to be weak. And so what I have been have come to terms with this year, just through different trials and testing and tribulations and things like that, is what it truly means to be weak when you're surrendering. And I have gotten to the place where I'm still learning, okay, far from perfect, because I have my moments, but I'm ultimately being okay with being weak, right? Because being weak in the kingdom is different from being weak in the world, right? So in the world, weakness is viewed as weakness is viewed as like you're not a strong person, of course, because that's the opposite. But in the kingdom, like, weakness is viewed as a strength, right? And we draw our strength from the Lord. So when we're truly weak, we can know what it's like to be strong in the Lord. And I feel like I'm in a place where I want to be vulnerable. I don't want to be safe, because when I find myself being safe, I have to ask myself, okay, how surrendered are you? Like, it when you think about safeness, right, and you think about surrender, and surrender means to be weak, to be still means to be weak, and to be surrendered before the Lord, you have to begin to ask yourself, like, if I'm so safe, like, if I feel so safe, how surrendered am I? Because when you truly surrender, y'all, it's a vulnerability that will expose all type of insecurities in you. It would expose all type of inadequacies in you. And so I'm just allowing the Lord continually to show me. And in those moments of weakness, like, not hiding from it and not running from it, but instead embracing it, like, okay, Lord, this is something that you're revealing, but I'm only able to be made strong when I am weak before you and ultimately broken before you. And I never want to get to a point where it's like, you know, I'm so strong and I got it all together and I'm not able to be surrendered and weakened before the Lord. But in his strength, there's everything that we need. And so prayerfully, this episode blessed you all, and you were able to just learn something, dive into a very brief episode on surrender. I'm so excited to have you guys here. I'm so excited to continue dropping content as the Lord wills and just continues to, you know, give me the grace to do this. Ultimately, where this title came for, the title of the podcast, Graced, right? I knew for a long time, like even back in when I was going to West Georgia, that there would be something called grace in my brand, because I just always believed like grace was just what the Lord has always graced me to do, right? And so I had these names and my husband's like, no, that's not it. One of those was not it. I can't even remember what it was. But then I had grace written in my notes, and then he said grace. And I was like, wait, I have that in my notes. So it was just like it bore with our spirit. And so graced, right? Meaning that you are truly graced for every assignment, that before you were in your mother's womb, the Lord equipped you. Like, to fully know that you don't have to try to, like, there's grace sufficient for every day, true, but we are graced for every assignment. We're graced to be in godly marriages. We're graced to have godly children. We're graced to be business owners. We're graced to do the ministry work the Lord has called us to. We're graced to be content creators. And so whatever that looks like for you, right, you are graced for it, meaning that you have the strength, you have the know-it-all, the wherewithal to be and to do all that the Lord has called you to do. And so all you have to do is walk in it. When you're graced for something, you're not trying to earn more grace to get it done. When you're graced for it, it's a period. You're graced, period. That's it. That's all. And so the Lord wants to continue to encourage us, I believe, as we go through each episode and truly get to know, like, and walk out this authentic faith walk with each other, that we will understand that I'm graced for it and that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and that I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath, and I can do whatever it is that the Lord has purposed for me to do by his strength, not my own, because I'm graced. And so I pray that you guys are blessed. Let me pray with you as we end this out. Heavenly Father, I thank you for everyone watching this video. I pray that you will continue to touch them, that you will continue to mold their hearts. I pray that you will continue to expose the areas in our heart where we're not fully surrendered and how we can be more surrendered, and help us to walk out what that looks like as we do life with you. Oh God, I thank you for showing us more of yourself. And I thank you just for continuing to just be who you are in our lives and allowing us to let you be who you are in our lives, God. We love you so much, and we're thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're about to do. It's in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Well, that wraps up episode 1. I love you guys so much. I pray that you guys were blessed, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.